Today, this song is most closely associated with LGBT culture. I'm Coming Out, in this context, evokes the closet, that figurative place where one hides one's true identity. The song is a celebration of coming out of the closet and telling the world, without shame, who you really are. The song has also been interpreted as singer Diana Ross's emergence from the control and shadow of Motown, the record label that made her a star, as a member of the girl group The Supremes. In this context, coming out means emerging as a confident, self-sufficient woman making her own decisions in the world. The song had the double meaning from the beginning. Songwriter Niles Rogers explains how the song was initially inspired by seeing drag queens dressed as Diana Ross. Yet, Rogers and his songwriting partner, Bernard Edwards, also knew that the song would speak to Ross's departure from Motown and the tight control it had over her and her music. It is utopian in its content and negotiated in its usage. First, it doesn't tell us, the listener, to do anything. The singer tells us what she will do. Her confidence can inspire us to do the same, although this message is implicit, not explicit. By modeling a liberating behavior, the song shows us a possible world, a world we can partake in if we too come out. In the context of gay rights, you could understand the song as emancipatory. The status quo, at least in the 1980s, was to stay in the closet. But I think it is more an example of a negotiated use. The song's ecstatic celebration of revealing one's true self is not specifically couched in LGBT language. I'm Coming Out is vague enough that the song can function as a celebration of identity for anyone, and in fact, the song had mainstream success. More to the point, the song does not demand social change, just individual change. I'm Coming Out is not "we should come out." In this way, the song is not really challenging the structure or values of the larger society. It places all the responsibility on the individual. Thus, the song has elements of protest but elements of capitulation. The problem is with the individual, not with society or the system.